This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
A flock of birds, a school of fish, a vast herd of migrating wildebeest. Nature is full of elegant examples of groups working together to achieve highly complex results, but with no clear leader. It's beautiful when you think about it, but also a little strange, as there aren't as many examples of leaderless triumph in human society. But if you head down to South Street in Jamaica Plain, you'll find a storefront where organic collaboration is producing beautiful results. It's the rehearsal space for A Far Cry. They're a group of 17 young classical musicians who came together in 2007 to form a conductorless ensemble. A Far Cry is pushing the bounds of classical music. So we listened in to understand just how a musical group conducts itself without a conductor.
The communal aspect of working together is the thing which I think excites us the most about this venture. My name is Sarah Darling. I play the viola, and I joined Far Cry at the end of their first season. The set of principles that you saw leading today will, for the next piece in the program, vanish into the section. And you'll have another set of five principles that will come up, and then they'll vanish and you'll have another set. So really, during the course of a concert, usually every person in the group has a chance to take on some sort of leadership position.
That's really, really helps when we keep pulse in those sections. The first two were really fantastic, and then...
Hi, I'm Courtenay Vandiver, and I'm a cellist here in A Far Cry, and I've been here since the beginning in 2007. There's a freeing aspect in it, and it's very creative.
There's so many times as a classical musician when you are sort of compelled to put your own musical ideas on the shelf. And the wonderful thing, I think, that sort of draws us together in this group is that, sure, we still have to put our own ideas on the shelf because, as you can see, leadership is always rotating. But they never are on the shelf for more than, you know, a day or two before they get thrown into the mix somewhere.
You guys want
more legato? Kind of?
Yeah. More like a chorus.
Do you want, like, a melisma? Like, yeah, or do you want, like... Mein Heiliger Geist wird dir dabei. Like, do you want consonants inside the sounds?
I don't think so.
No.
I think it's just like
Gregorian.
Thank you. Yes.
Gregorian.
That's
the second part. Nice. So let's do 2.5.
Can I add one thing to that? Yeah.
My name is Miki Cloud. I play violin, and I've been in A Far Cry for 4 years. I equate A Far Cry more to like mountain climbing, in that we're all strung together and we're all up a mountain, and who's at the top and who's at the bottom really bears no difference, because if one person falls, we all hold them or we all fall together. So it's like this feeling constantly of complete dependency and trust musically.
When we have more notes, it's so amateur. We have more notes and we get louder. It's like we have less notes, then we play softer because we have less notes.
My name's Megumi Lewis, and I've also been with the group since the beginning. And sometimes the answer, like if we have five different ideas, kind of like we did today.
I mean, well, the second one is actually harder.
We're almost done, so let's follow this all the way through. And the answer really comes not by thinking about it, but just by playing it. And a lot of times the music will tell you which way it wants to go.
The program is called Dreams and Prayers, and it's a program that explores spirituality, and particularly mysticism, religious mysticism, and it combines the spiritual and the holy with the sensual and the earthly, and there's nothing more sensual and beautiful than music, and so I find that in every form of mysticism, in every religion, whether it be Christianity, Judaism, Islam, that music is an incredibly important passage to God.
Far Cry has been the force that has helped me grow the most. With so many people working together, I had to learn that sometimes tension is good for growth and leads to a great product. So even though sometimes the stress level is high, I mean, the concert experience is also like another level of high.
This weekend, A Far Cry will kick off its sixth season with its Dreams and Prayers program, and it begins its term as the resident chamber orchestra at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. There's more information about these concerts at radioboston.org.
That's our program for today and this week. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Jessica Alpert, Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, and Melissa Galvez. We've had help this week from Shannon Dooling and Aisha Siddiqui.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend and join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.